Welcome to the DuBois Chamber of Commerce podcast, Let's Talk Business on Connect FM. I'm Dan Kennard. It is time once again to welcome and say hello to Kelby from the DuBois Chamber of Commerce. Hey there, Kelby.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Not too bad.
This is the first time that you are the host of Let's Talk Business. It's great to have you here. So who do we have today?
So today, on this picture-perfect day, we have Kelly Vandervoort from Vort Media. Kelly, thank you for coming to our podcast today. Can you start out just by telling us a little bit about what you do and about why preserving family archives is so important?
Thank you so much, Kelly, for having me on. And Dan, this is absolutely fantastic. I'm excited to talk about what Vort Media does. We are a full-service digital media company where we do drone video production, some graphic design. We've helped people with websites, including a Vietnam veteran. And we also are excited to talk today about our digital transfers, which is where we scan family photographs, home films, and convert them to digital so that people can share them with their family and friends.
Wow. We're excited about learning so much more about it, Kelly. You started your business 5 years ago, I understand it. How did your family decide to start this business together, especially during such a challenging year, 2020?
Ooh, what a great question, Dan. I think everybody was having a pretty hard time during 2020 when COVID timeframe really started and family we're taking care of family. And as our business started, we walked into the launch box that Penn State DuBois has, and we asked, how do we start a business? And they let us know that there was a program going on called the Ben Franklin Techcelerator class. And it's a cohort that went for 10 weeks. And you got to receive all of the things that you needed, the resources, the information to start a business. And then they also did one-on-one mentorship during that 10-week course. And at the end, they held a competition where businesses could present their ideas and potentially win money. We didn't win, but that was also because we were in the Walmart parking lot hopping off of Wi-Fi, because in rural America, Wi-Fi is a premium.
Very true.
So we started our business there. We signed the paperwork and everything shut down the day after we started our business.
Nice.
It was absolutely nuts.
How about that?
So that was a really big challenge, but 5 years later, we are in the thick of it, and we've transferred many family archives to digital and been able to share hundreds, almost thousands of pictures and video home videos that people have needed.
Well, so you more than survived, you've thrived.
Yes. Yeah. And that's all because of the support that we had from our local community, the business resources, as well as the people that invested in us and shared their family heritage with us to convert so that they can share it with family and friends. Mm-hmm.
Super.
All right. And Kelly, it looks like there's so many aspects to your business. I see on your website at vortmedia.com that you do video production, like you mentioned, digital transfers and so much more. But out of all of your services that you provide, what would be your favorite? Or if there's a specific project that you just adore doing, what would that be?
Oh my, that's a really hard one. In 5 years of business, we've had a lot of projects that have just blown me away. In the beginning, we had Workforce Solutions where we were able to travel across six different counties and highlight those counties, the big things in there that they absolutely loved. And so we were interviewing people and hearing their stories and then presenting that so that people would know what it's like to live here and work here and discover. So that was a big project that I loved. Currently, we're working with the Jefferson County History Center to produce a video called Women and World War II, which is where we interview family members of women who served during World War II. So it's super cool. It hasn't hit the airwaves yet, but I'm excited about that one. And I've been working with Jefferson County Tourism. Just this week, we were filming at the Cadillac Museum in Brookville, which I don't know if you know this, but it is the biggest Cadillac museum in the world.
Yep, absolutely.
So we've done a lot of really cool projects like that. There's another one that we worked on that just pulled my heartstrings like crazy. And that was when a family brought to us over 78 millimeter film reels.
Wow.
That they had been saving, didn't know what to do with. Their father had recorded these, their mother and father, and this individual's father had passed away when she was 9 years old. So all of these videos and films were just packed away.
Yeah.
So when we converted them to digital so they could have it on a flash drive, watch it on their TV, put it on their phones and share it with family, they were able to see their dad after 40 years for the first time again. I mean, imagine watching your dad play with you and build a snowman to go fishing with him and standing next to your dad with your trophy fish, right? It just, I love those moments when families can see their loved ones again through the things that they're converting.
What an incredible experience that must have been. And you take great pride in preserving family archives, and you should. Could you share any other stories about one of your projects that's really stuck with you?
I would absolutely love to answer that question. I've got one in mind. In 2020, when COVID was out and everything was shut down, people were not able to walk into a business. We actually started local pickup and delivery of family archives because people were concerned also about putting them in the mail and sending them somewhere. Sure. A lot of times digital transfer services send them across the ocean. And so there's a lot of risk involved. So we wanted to kind of cut that out and allow locals to have their family memories that are precious and often fragile, allow us to come pick them up and to deliver them. Well, an exception was when somebody contacted us online and said, hey, I've got a film, can you transfer it? I was like, absolutely, we have all the capabilities. If you're comfortable sending it through the mail, we'll take care of it for you. Got it in the mail, I opened it up and I'm like, oh my goodness, what is this? And normally I'm getting 8mm films or VHS tapes or 35mm negatives to convert. This one was reel-to-reel audio of someone's wedding in 1953.
Oh, wow.
So as I started converting it, because we do reel-to-reel audio as well, you could hear in an announcer's voice that was just so deep. And you just get the feeling of this room and this wedding, and you hear the operatic music and just the grandness coming through the audio. Just to hear that from 1953, that somebody preserved a wedding reel, was phenomenal to me. Sure. I was super excited about that.
That's wonderful.
Beautiful. That's so beautiful. So, Kelly, this must be an extremely busy time for you coming up on, the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all the winter holidays. Do you have any advice for families wanting to preserve their legacy as a gift during the holidays, possibly gifting that to other family members?
Absolutely. We have some advice for families that are looking to convert their family memories to share. Dan, I would love to hear, what kind of types of media do you think people have now that they could get converted?
Well, I think a lot of times, you can convert, if I understand correctly, you can convert really anything from photos, whether they're digital photos, whether they're physical photos off of film. And we have, of course, film strips, whether they be 8mm or 35mm, I don't know. I don't even know the metric system, so the millimeters throws me every time. But film strips, old home movies, that you've accumulated through the years. And even as you mentioned a few minutes ago, even old reel-to-reel recordings. Or what about cassette tapes?
Do you have Absolutely, we do.
I know that we have an old cassette tape that myself and my three older brothers put together like back in the 70s, something like that, having, we've converted it onto CD, but it would be so nice to have that on some sort of permanent digital recording.
Absolutely.
And you could put all that together, right?
Yep, absolutely. We've done CDs, DVDs, and quite often people don't have a DVD player anymore because they're streaming everything online. So when we convert to digital, we're giving you the opportunity to be able to display it on your TV, to share it by an email or a text message, or just send a photo album on your phone to a friend or a family member. And one of the things that's super neat about it is that then you continue to build on your legacy by people joining in and saying, I know that person. You might not know the person in the image, but when you start sharing those images with family and friends, oh, that's Uncle Billy. Oh my goodness, I haven't seen him in 50, 60 years. This is those moments that you get when you come around together. So you're gathering maybe at Thanksgiving when you're bringing all of these items in, whether it's an 8mm film or 35mm slides, those picture negatives that have the cardboard around them. Those are great things to bring in and have scanned. And then they get scanned and you can share them at Christmas time. And if you don't have time, because I have people come to me and say, oh man, I need to get these converted to digital, but I don't have time to go through all of these, or I need more time to go through them. So if you go through and sort them, you can give us a selection, or we've had this happen where somebody brings us, you know, a 5-gallon tote and just delivers it and says, hey, I need all of this scanned. And there's anything from their larger 8.5 by 11 portraits to, you know, like the little cutouts that your grandma might have in mm-hmm. the photo album where she might have done like a scrapbook mm-hmm. photograph of them. So there's all different formats. If you don't see it on our website, just contact me by phone or email, and I am super happy to see if there's a way that we can do it for you.
So many wonderful possibilities and options available. Kelly, let us know, how can we get in touch with you? What are your points of contact?
Oh, the old-fashioned way works just great. 814-541-3983. That's my phone number. Mm-hmm. You can also go to our website, vortmedia.com, or you can send me an email, kelly@vortmedia.com. Any way that you'd like to get in contact with us, I'm here for you, and we can find a solution for scanning and preserving your family legacy.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly, and thank you, Kelby, and thank you all for taking time today mm-hmm. to listen to this Du Bois Chamber podcast. Let's Talk Business on Connect FM.